Pekin having a tremendous season to this point, 7-2 currently. If you'll remember, their only loss coming to Sigourney early on in the season, the second game in the season, the backyard brawl loss by just a few points in the final seconds. Sigourney went on to have a good season themselves, playing several teams very closely, including Iowa City Regina right at the end, separated by only a few touchdowns to a powerhouse football team. So hats off to our neighbors, the Sigourney Savages, Savage Cobras. And then their other loss coming to number one ranked BGM. That game also played closely, peaking 19-7 in that game. The Panthers all but, really scored effectively in the first quarter, but after that, BGM Bears able to hold the Panthers scoreless in the next three quarters. So the Panthers tonight trying to get things going early and keep the throttle going. Lisbon last week playing a tough game against Montezuma. Montezuma ahead most of the game as we were following that game in the final quarter. All Lisbon as they won 26-21, coming back from at least two touchdowns at halftime and overcoming a deficit. This is a team that you can't take your foot off the gas for 1 second or they'll be right back in this game and right in a position to try and take this game away from the Panthers. This game means everything. The game winner will advance to possibly either BGM or Linville Sully. BGM has previously beaten Linville Sully in that game at BGM tonight, so most likely the winner of this contest advances to BGM, but we'll see what happens Friday night and tonight, which teams get to advance and which don't. That's what the playoffs are all about. Deacon's been in this spot before. One of the last times they were in the playoffs, 2002, came a couple rounds into that one as well, doing very well, but since then on a bit of a dry streak in the playoffs, making it several times to getting their first win in just over a decade here under Coach Donovan. And ironically, the last win, if I remember correctly, there in 2002 against Coach Donovan's very own Montezuma Braves when he was a coach at Montezuma. So kind of an interesting year to be a Pekin Panther, but an exciting one as this team comes in ready to rock and roll. We've got about a minute 54 before pregame festivities take over. Lots of things to talk about until then. Young team under a senior quarterback, Colby Alsop. He's having a tremendous season. He's able to throw. He's able to run. He's got good vision. He also plays defense. He's made a couple of key interceptions in games, including one last game against BGM. And Colby Alsop, just a phenomenal young man getting under the center there. Behind him is senior Petey Club. He'll be running the ball some. You'll hear his name. He plays a fullback position, an excellent blocker. He's a linebacker as well. This Class A football that you're listening to tonight, these guys got to play both ways. So you'll hear a lot of these names, several different directions, Petey being one of them. Behind Petey Club, coming up behind him, will be the sophomore sensation, Chase Copeland. Chase has kind of broken out this year. He had a tough season as a freshman last year, got a concussion. If you followed Pekin sports at all, he's an outstanding young man, a lot of speed, went to state track, did well there. He can get out and run. However, last year, like I said, plagued by injury, plagued by concussion. This year so far, been healthy, and he really broke out against Montezuma. That was a game-defining just era for Chase Copeland and these Pekin Panthers as a team. The game seesawed back and forth at Montezuma, similar to Lisbon and Montezuma. So tonight on paper, this should be a very interesting matchup. Pekin just won by a touchdown in the final quarter against Montezuma. Lisbon won by just barely a touchdown in the final quarter of their game against Montezuma as well. So
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour accessory installation, or loaner cars kept secret in Southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their new facility in Hendrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. 653-2140.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs with flexible capacity that stores more. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative microwave shelves contain featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space, while the indoor ice system creates by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual frozen foods tasting great for longer by keeping the humidity at the proper levels and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today, this holiday season in fact, at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget, whatever your home needs, Mick Furniture Appliance has. And they've got recliners, mattresses. With the holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs that stores more. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative microwave shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space, while the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by keeping the humidity at the proper levels and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today, this holiday season in fact, at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget, whatever your home needs, Mick Furniture Appliance has them there for you. And they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, everything for your home at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
Get ready for an explosion on stage. Keith Urban, Light the Fuse Tour 2013. Don't be the alarm. Keith Urban, Saturday, November 9th, Wells Fargo Arena. Keith Urban. With a little big town. Saturday, November 9th, Wells Fargo Arena. Special guest, Dustin Lynch. Tickets are on sale now at Old Dolls Foods locations. More at KeithUrban.net.
Right now, when you buy a new truck from Pella Motors, you can get up to $1,000 in free truck accessories. Craig here with Pella Motors. And when you get your truck accessories from Pella Motors and they are installed by one of our trained technicians, they will come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. You heard me right. That's up to $1,000 free with a warranty truck accessory. Check out our huge inventory of new Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and Ram trucks at Pella Motors.
Why should you choose William Penn University for your RN to BSN degree? Our small classes meet just one day a week, which allows you to continue working as you build on your education and life experiences. When you earn your Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from William Penn, you learn the leadership and decision-making skills necessary in the healthcare profession. You can take the next step in your nursing career today. Enroll in the William Penn University RN BSN degree program by calling 1-800-779-PENN.
Shop Menards for great deals on everything to get your home ready for the holidays. Now during our big sale, save big on top quality doors and windows. Plus add the perfect finishing touch to your doors with Schlagrock sets all on sale. Choose from a fantastic selection, including a Georgian combo lock set in a satin nickel finish, only $44.99. Save big on Schlagrock sets all on sale. Plus many more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Side, gets some room, still running, comes up to about the 25. 25, 26-yard line. So a great return for Chase Copeland. A rare return for Copeland. Generally, it is kicked to Whitrock's side. He returns it, but Copeland scoops it up and takes it about 15 yards, giving the Panthers great position down up to, oh, it looks like the spot is about the 28-yard line. So the Panthers and Colby Alsip, the senior, will take over. We'll see what Coach Donovan has cooked up back there for this opening drive. Alsip comes up under center. Behind him, Club, Copeland. Give the Club up the middle, not much, 1, maybe 2 yards. Good, solid gain for Club. Positive yardage. He gets about, yeah, they spot at about 3. Gets up to the 30. Panthers put him at second down now. Also, shotgun this time. Club behind him. Motion. He comes up under center. Copeland behind. Hand off to Copeland. Copeland looking left side. Finds some room. He's going left. He's wide open. He's running. He's still going. He's down to the 40. Now the 30. The 20. Finally pushed down around the 15-yard line. Chase Copeland on the second play of this ball game, all the way from the 30-yard line down to about the 15-yard line. A tremendous run by the sophomore Chase Copeland. I'll tell you, Copeland just came right out over left side. That power play, they've been running it so effectively. Rickard and Miller just opened up a great block there. The two juniors opened up the floodgates, and Copeland able to take advantage and run right down, not only for a first down, but all the way down into scoring territory for the Panthers. Copeland again, this time handoff, not much. Beacon in hurry-up mode. They'll be in hurry-up offense most of the game. They mess a little bit with the tempo here. Good stop there by Jordan. Bringing up second down and about 10 again. So the Panthers settling down now after that long run. Down into the 15-yard line. Panthers in scoring territory if you're just joining us. Throw 0. Panthers looking to score in the red zone. Copeland up the right side. No, it's Tanner Adam. Comes up the right side. Tanner Adam is checked into the game. Comes up the right side. Gets about 2 or 3. Tanner rocking it up just between the guard and the tackle there. Also puts in shotgun. Also taking the call. Third down. Critical third down here. First third down for Deacon this drive. Ball down into about the 9-yard line. Third and about 5. Also shotgun. Hands it to Club. Club gets nice again up the left side. Almost into the end zone. They haven't called it yet. If it's got to be the 1-yard line, if it's not, Club just comes up the left side for a 9-yard gain on third down. Easily gets the first down. They do mark it. First and goal Panthers on the 1-yard line. You got to think they're going to score here and just put Alsip right over the middle. No huddle. Alsip goes under center. Hands the Club. Club bounces off. Stretches it to touchdown. Deacon Panthers. Club with the first touchdown of the night. Deacon strikes early. Touchdown Panthers. So Club, after the long run set up by Copeland, able to take it the 1 yard into the end zone, making it 6-0 Deacon. Brain out for the point after. Alsip to hold. Brain, kick, it's up, and it's, oh, just hits the right post. Shanks off the post, and Brain misses it. Looked like it was going to go in, and it just hits the post and goes right. So the Deacon, tough break on the extra point. However, though, scoring in just about 5 plays, the Panthers go up 6-0 to lead this ball game. So Lisbon so far reeling a little bit here on their home field. Deacon scoring early, no huddle, a lot of time left in this game. 9 minutes, 44 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And great run by Copeland, who just set up beautifully for BD Club to take it to 1 yard into the end zone. So Club, who after he scores, will now come out and have the opening kickoff. Panthers kickoff team set, ready to bring out that defense that we talked about earlier. Back deep, Lisbon has 3 gentlemen back deep. Number 1, Gray. Number 10, Robinson. And I believe number 26 over there, or 28, Cox, is over there as well. So Lisbon with three receivers deep, club to kick. Panthers, early score, 6-0 if you're just joining us. They took the opening kickoff. Copeland took it from the 30 all the way down to the opposite 15. Club on a 9-yard run, got him about a yard from in, and they give it right back to club again, and he scores. Club kicks it off, return. Gets about a 5-yard return before it's brought down near the 24-yard line. So the Pekin defense will come out for the first time tonight on the 24-yard line. Leading the defense, number 63, Cole Rickard. Number 32, Pete Club. Those two linebackers, a lot of tackles between the two of them. Also mixing in there, linebacker Eric Adams, who had an amazing game against Lone Tree. Probably one of the best this year for the senior. On the defensive line, Jared Vaughn, as well as J.D. Hollingsworth, we talked about earlier. Lisbon quarterback runs a read to the right side, comes up right, tackled by number 32, Petey Club, gets about a 2-yard gain. It's going to bring up second and 8 for the Lions. Lions huddling, not quite the same tempo we saw from the Panthers. But to hurry up to the line. A lot of big linemen down here for Lisbon. They're a good-sized team. They've got a 3-receiver set right, quarterback in the shotgun, 1-receiver left. Looking to pass. It's a clear night, no wind. Screen, number 20. Sniffed out by number 59, Eric Adams, as well as Petey Club. No gain there. Bringing up third and about 8 for Lisbon on the 30-yard line. Number 20, Jorgensen, on the reception there. Maybe a yard. But that's going to bring up 3rd and 7 for the Lions. Ball on the 30-yard line. Panther defense so far unyielding. Not giving up much. Lisbon up to the line. Quarterback number 7, Rickard, under center. Got 1 receiver right, 1 receiver left. Looking to pass. Looks left. Ball is overthrown. Overthrows in his intended target, number 80, Ryan Light. So that's going to bring up 4th down for Lisbon. 4th and about 7, somewhere on the 30-yard line here. We'll probably most likely see the punt team. Whitrock has come back to return. Still first quarter, a lot of time left here, 8 minutes and 20 seconds here to go. Pekin still up 6-0. Reichard, who did the opening kickoff, also the punter, as well as the quarterback. Like I said, all-around athlete. Senior year for him, looking to try and advance his team to the playoffs. It's a good kick here. He's going to get it. Nice punt. Goes right to Whitrock. Whitrock gets it on the 35. He goes right. He's got some room up to the 50. Now to the other 45. Down to about the 40. Solid return. They're going to mark it at the 41 for Christian Whitrock. A solid return for the junior, who takes the punt from about the 35 down to the opposite 42. And that's going to put the Panthers in great field position. For 1st and 10, as Colby also trots back on the field to lead his team down the field once again. So the Panthers, opening drive, scored. So far all rushing, no passing. Also can't throw. His favorite receiver, Rickard, wins mixed in there quite a bit. He's hit Milliken, as recently as hit Brody Long, the tight end, in the last several games. Also now under center. Gives to Club. Club gets a nice gain of about 6 or 7, just right up the left side, right between the guard and the center. Just a draw for Club. 6-7 yards down to about the 35-yard line. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Panthers. Panthers no huddle. Very quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Also, shotgun behind him. Petey Club. Copeland in that slot. Also looking to pass. First pass of the night for Copeland. Looks right, goes left to Whitrock. It was there, and a great play by number 16, Rutteris. Rutteris, number 16, gets up there, and just a great play. It was thrown right to Whitrock. It was just a look off right, and then he goes left. And Whitrock unable to get out underneath it. Great play by the Lisbon defense. It's going to bring up 3rd and 5 for the Panthers. Ball still on the 35-yard line. Great position. They don't get the 3rd down here. I look for Coach Donovan to go for it because of punt doesn't do him a lot of good here. Colby Alsop shotgun. Whitrock in motion now. Oh, fakes the handoff to Whitrock. Ball on the turf. Alsop jumps on it. That's going to bring him back about 4 yards with the fumble. He tried to hand it, tried to fake to Whitrock, and the ball popped out. He was going to give it, I believe, to Copeland up the left side, and the ball on the turf. And that's going to bring up fourth down for the Panthers. And we may see a punt now, but it is fourth and now nine. They've been backed up to the 41-yard line. Not terrible position, but nonetheless, club is back to punt. Club, snap is good. Near blocked. Good pressure there by Lisbon. Great punt by club as it rolls down into about the 6-yard line. So great punt by the senior Petey Club, who will now come in as linebacker as the defense trots onto the field and is going to try and hold Lisbon to three and out again as they did once before. So the Panthers, a lot of movement there. Great return by Whitrock, set him up, and just not enough to capitalize as they put the ball on the turf. And it's playoff time. They've got to be near perfect every game. And so far, the Panthers, only one hiccup, but can't allow any more. Allow Lisbon to get back. And remember, this is the team that was down 2 touchdowns last week. Crawled back and not only tied, but then won the game against a tough Montezuma team. First play, draw up the middle, stopped by the Panthers. Brought back about 1, maybe 2 yards. Going to bring up 2nd and 11 for Lisbon. That pushes them back a ways, though, down into about the 4-yard line. So the Panthers defense still looking to try and trap them back there. The Lions running back is standing in the end zone. So backed up here, quarterback shotgun. Hands it to left side. Panthers sniff that out as it goes, try to go over left tackle with the running back. Down in there, Petey Club in there, as well as, I believe, Brody Long in the tackle. So great play by the Panthers here, bringing up 3rd and now 12, loss of another one. So now backed up to about the 3-yard line, the Lisbon Lions are. So Lisbon's going to have to try and get their way out of this one. Now, they've got a great arm here. And it's a very clear night. We may look to see this pass, but it is about 3rd and 12. So Panthers secondary, I'm sure, ready for that. Lisbon comes out under center. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Looks to pass. He does. It's a screen. Ball on the turf. But it is ruled incomplete. Tanner Adam right there to make the play. Jumped on the ball, but the ball ruled incomplete. As that will bring up now 4th and 12 for the Lions. So, again, appearing to be 3 and out. Lions will need to have a perfect snap here. You remember the Panthers against Montezuma themselves. Bad snap resulting in a safety for the Panthers. So the Lions going to need to be the perfect snap, perfect kick here to get themselves out of deep territory after the great punt by Petey Club. Pinned him down there in the defense, able to hold him 3. The kick is good. Whitrock to field, cleans it. 40-yard line. There is a flag down. Appears to be Colby Alsop with a block in the back. Whitrock, if that's not the penalty, got up to about the 26-yard line. So a great return from the 40 down to the 26. However, there is 2 flags out now. A flag came late in the play. So we may look at offsetting the penalty. And we'll see and try and keep you updated as we know here. But a flag came behind the play as Whitrock returned it, and then another flag came out near the tackle. So that may be a face mask or potentially another penalty on the Panthers. Referees huddling here. It is a block in the back by the Panthers. No other sign, as we can see here. So that's going to walk the Panther return off, and the offense is going to have to start quite a ways back from where they would have been, down into about the 47-yard line. So the Panthers still on the scoring side of the 50. Not the worst thing in the world, but definitely, once again, another costly mistake by the Panthers, backing them up a little bit here. The Lions crowd starting to get into it here. They're getting pumped up. Alsop, shotgun. He's got Adam to his left. Club behind him. Coming across, Whitrock. The same play they looked like they tried to run before. This time, Colby Alsop keeps it. Gets about 7 as he goes up the left side. He faked to Whitrock, and then Whitrock kind of bumped into Tanner Adam, and Colby strikes up the field and just goes left. And I'm not sure if it was designed that way or if he just made the executive decision to keep it. But either way, they picked up a solid 6 or 7, bringing up 2nd and 4 on about the 39-yard line. So the 41-yard line. So the Panthers, great movement here, but going to need about 4 to move those chains. Also, hands it, fakes the handoff to Adam, keeps it himself, now gets a first down. Also, a great hard run by the quarterback, Colby Alston, as he faked in there to Tanner Adam, pulls the ball. Adam gets tackled, and he goes around on that read and moves the chains for the bringing the Panthers down to about the 33-yard line. So a great run by the senior, trying to keep the chains moving. First and 10, Pekin Panthers. First quarter, starting to wind down here, about 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. Pekin still up 6-0. If you're just joining us, Pekin took the opening kickoff and then a series of plays scored. Since then, no score by either team. Passed by Alston to Whitrock, just out of reach of Whitrock. Would have been a nice, probably gain of about 5, as Whitrock just ran a little out pattern there, but also unable to connect. As we stop here, great shout out to some of our sponsors, Copeland Auto Body there in Hedrick. They've also got a location in Sigourney. We mentioned Chase Copeland earlier on a tremendous run. There, his parents, great sponsors of Pekin football as well. In this broadcast, we thank Steve and Holly for jumping on board there. Fantastic people, always love to hear from them and visit with them. If you have any damage, if you need any car repair, definitely see Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick or in Sigourney. Also now in the pass, fakes the handoff to number 21. Looked like he faked a draw and then kept it himself. Gets about 2, maybe 3, but that's going to force a third down for the Panthers and 7. And it feels like deja vu. They were just down here before on the 30-yard line with about 3rd and 5. Now it's 3rd and 7. They put the ball on the turf. Let's hope that Alston can hang on to it here and not only keep it off the turf, but put it in the end zone. Alston fakes to Copeland. A pass to Brody Long on the left side. Brody Long, a great catch. Alston fakes it into number 31. Tanner Adam pulls it in the last second, about to get tackled, and flicks it downfield to the tight end, Brody Long, who gets all the way down to about the 11-yard line. So moves the chain and then some. Great call by Coach Hutz and the offensive coordinator team. Just a tremendous play as they pulled in all of the Lisbon linemen and even pulled out some of the secondary to hit Long on the out. So about a 14-yard gain there for the senior Brody Long and quarterback Colby Alston. Alston shotgun. Base to Whitrock. Give this time to Copeland up the right side. Gets about 2 or 3. Tough running for Copeland. Running downhill. Great blocks in there. PD Club played great block on the end to kind of spring a little bit of room, but still brings up about 2nd and 8 for the Panthers. Ball down somewhere near the 10-yard line. Down about, let's say, the 8. A little tough to see the press box ways from here, from the field, so it's kind of tough to see. And the marks are painted on the field, but still a difficult angle. But it appears to be on the 8, so that's going to bring 2nd and about 7 on the 8. Oh, great run by Petey Club. Goes left. Looks like he may be in the end zone. Just a similar play that they ran before when they got down here. Petey Club just streaks across that left side and gets down into about the 1, maybe 2-yard line, depending on the spot. It is the 1-yard line, so that's going to bring up 1st and goal Panthers on the 1-yard line. Great run by Club as he gets about 10 to pull him in there. And now Club again. No, excuse me, Copeland. They fake the Club and give it to Copeland on the left side. Copeland trots into the end zone for Pekin's 2nd score of the night. So that's going to make it 12-0. Touchdown now by Club. Touchdown by Copeland. Both young men getting carries, setting up for scores. So that's going to bring out Brian Brain, I believe, for the kick. Oh, no, excuse me. I believe they're going to go for 2 here. So Colby also sets up under center. They want that back. Brain just barely missed the extra point. It's shanked here. Also, fakes right, goes left, pass intercepted for the 2-point conversion. So also, he fakes left, tried to throw right into a defender for Lisbon. Great defensive play by Lisbon to stop again and keep the Panthers from running the score too high. But now 12-0 to the Panthers, still here in the first quarter. So 2 minutes, 39 seconds left to go. Pekin, 2 scores. So far, the offense has been doing their job. The defense has been doing their job. Special teams pin the ball down. So every single cylinder firing. Panthers revved up, ready to go here. And still just the first quarter of football. A lot of football left to go. A reminder, Lisbon has been in this situation before. They've been down before. They're a team that can rally. They've got a lot of different weapons that we haven't seen yet. And a lot of big old offensive linemen down there wanting to make some plays. Now, Pekin did drop this game last year, came here, traveled here last year, and lost a game as well in the playoffs, first round last year. So this is a team that's beaten Pekin in the past and definitely has their number. Now, the Panthers remember this as well, so they're going to be looking for a little bit of kind of a payback here. But Lisbon, definitely a team that can score. Don't count them out yet. 12-0 here in the first quarter. As we thank some of our sponsors, I want to talk about Mike's Parts and Service down there. If you get any chance to go see Mike's Parts and Service in Richland, definitely go check them out. They've got all your service needs, including custom hydraulic hoses for you farmers out there. As we get started back here in the kickoff, club kicks it down to about the 15-yard line, returned up to the 20. Great tackle by number 31, Tanner Adam, on the kickoff. So Adam getting in the game, the junior. He's been a fantastic season so far. Several interceptions against Montezuma. He's been a major player on some major hits. Just a guy that can get low. He can run the ball as well on offense. A great weapon to have, and hopefully a guy to have around next year. He's just a junior. Whole another year to play, and hopefully some more playoff time to play as well. Lisbon comes up. Ball on the 22-yard line. Pass out to the left side. A little screen. Great coverage there by Cade Milliken, who's there to meet the receiver as he catches it. Eric Adam comes over to help, as well as Jared Bond runs all the way from the line to help take him down as well. So Lisbon will get about a 2-yard gain on that play, bringing up second and eight, but not much more than that on the pass. And that's going to move him up to about the 25-yard line. Not much time left here in the first quarter, about 2 minutes left. Lisbon hustles to the line. After the huddle, shotgun for record. Three men split right. Little bobble snap, takes it up the center himself, and Riker with those powerful legs run right up the left side and gets about six, just shy of the first down. Cole Rickard there, able to take him down. Lisbon does have a player down, Brody Long in on that tackle as well. Lisbon does have a player down before this third down. He came up and I couldn't see his number and then came back down again. So hopefully just a cramp there for the Lisbon Lion. Third down and about one when we come back from this injured player. Looks like they're looking at his lower leg. Both teams have exited to the field, to the sides of the field. So if you're just joining us, the Panthers up now 12-0, about a minute 38 left to go in the first quarter. So far, touchdowns have come from the running game. However, big first down pass from Alsop to Long to a 14-yard gain on a critical third down play. So the passing game has started to open up a little bit for the Panthers. But before that, all Copeland with the long run, as well as Club, a couple of short runs just up the left side. Alsop, the quarterback, also taking it. So it appears a Lisbon player is up, and he is being helped off the field, but he appears to be walking on both legs. So that's fantastic to see that young man up, and I believe it's number 80, Ryan Light. And so hopefully he'll be back in there and get things stretched out and get this Lisbon team continuing to go as they're in a great position here on the 30, about the 33-yard line. Third down and about one to go. So the Panthers will need a stop here to end this drive. Here on third down, Lisbon huddles, Panthers defense waits patiently. Lisbon up to the line, under center, hands up the middle, does get the first down for the Lisbon Lions. He gets about two, that's just enough to get him the first down. So the Panthers give up their first down of the evening late here in the first quarter. Other than that, it's been all this Pekin defense has just held solid, stopping both the pass and the run. Lisbon comes up to the line. Shotgun for Reichert.
Pekins showing blitz. Riker, three receivers right, one receiver left. Looks to pass. Blitz is coming. Bond chasing him down. Still looking, still going to pass. Riker taken down for a sack by number 81, Brody Long, as well as number 59, Eric Adam. So several Panthers in there. As Riker looking, secondary caught him up. Bond had him on the run. Eric Adam grabs him, and as well as Brody Long, and brings him down for a quarterback sack. Big loss for the Lions there as they go back about 4 yards, bringing up second about 13 for the Lions. Ball on the 31-yard line. Under center. The Lions are going to need about 13, 14 for the first down. Counter, number 9, Happel. Happel taken down by number 31, Tanner Adam. Not much there. He gets maybe a yard as it forces third down now and 12 for the Lions. First quarter starting to run out here. 13 seconds left to go, and I believe both teams will just let it run down. 7-6. Oh, they may try and run a play. Lisbon coming to the line, but it appears the quarter will expire before they get the playoff. So when we come back, the Panthers, third down and 13, ball on about the 36. The defense trying to stop this drive. They had them on third down before. Lisbon pushes it forward, gets the first down. So when we come back from break, Panthers going to be trying to stop them from third down. So start of the second quarter, ball's going to be on about the 32-yard line. Still no wind tonight, which is amazing. You can see that great American flag barely waving. So that's going to give really no advantage to either team. About third and 12 for the Lions. Panthers have come back from timeout already on the defenses on the field. Lions, no doubt, discussing strategy. Big third down for the Lions as they've gotten the first down just shortly before this. After the sack, brought him back about 4 yards. They do have an excellent quarterback that can run. He can throw. He's got a lot of skills. They've just got to try and get some guys open and try and make a gain here. Panthers trying to stop that. Three men downfield for the Panthers. Number 71, J.D. Hollingsworth, in at the nose guard. Jared Bond in the tackle, as well as Brody Long. Pass, looks left, overthrown to the intended target, number 11, Sackett Hopkins, thrown just behind him. Number 31, Tanner Adam, was on the coverage there, ready for the pass. If it was going to be complete, it wasn't. Went behind him as he looked left, tried to throw it on a slant, and just missed him by about 2 or 3 yards. And that's going to bring up 4th and 12 for the Lions. And it's going to bring out the punt team as Christian Whitrock sets back to try and return this one. He's had two fairly good returns so far. Last time he had a penalty on Colby Alsop. Kick is shanked off of his foot. A rare mistake by Reichert, who's an amazing athlete. Just puts it off the side of his foot. Doesn't get much. Barely gets back to where the chains would have been. So that's going to bring 1st and 10 on the 45-yard line. Panthers in excellent position here as they've crossed over the 50 after the shank punt here by Reichert. That's going to put them 1st and 10 on the 45-yard line. Alsop comes out, shotgun. He's got three receivers left. He's got Copeland over there, Milliken, and Whitrock. Copeland comes across right, fakes to Copeland. Alsop keeps it himself, and not much there for Alsop as he's drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. About a 2-yard loss. A great read by Lisbon there. They've seen that one on film. As nothing doing as they tried to fake it to Copeland. Nobody bites and takes down Alsop for about a 2-yard loss, bringing up 2nd and 12 for the Panthers at about the 48-yard line. So if you're just joining us, Panthers still up 12-0. Panthers with the ball on the 48-yard line. 2nd and 12, 11 minutes to go. Just shortly before the second down is snapped, a flag comes out from the back judge. Appears to be motion. I didn't see anybody that jumped, but it is going to be on the Panthers. That's going to bring them back 5 yards. So the Panthers, who started in great field position, now after the sack and the 5 yard penalty, looking at 2nd and 17 for the Panthers, they've crossed back over the other side of the 50 down to about the opposite 48. Also being chased from behind, passes off, gets it to Club, gets about 5-7 yards. So back to the original line of scrimmage, Petey Club with the reception. Just a little screen out the Club, a little checkoff for Alsop. He was being chased hard by a Lisbon defensive lineman. Alsop, not sure if he was aware of it, dumped it just at the right time. The Club, who got about a 7-8 yard gain. So a great gain. However, still 3rd and 9 for the 44-yard line. So also the pass gets a little bit, but still needs 9 to move those chains. Also shotgun. Copeland motion, fakes to Copeland. Also keeps it, passes out to Whitrock. Great play by also. Oh, Whitrock wide open. Wide open by the 10-yard line, and it just goes right through his hands. And Whitrock looking at those hands, wondering where did that ball go. Alsop with an amazing play, running through two defenders, lobs it up with a perfect pass to Whitrock. Whitrock wide open, just right through his hands. Whitrock will definitely want that one back near the 10-yard line. So that's going to bring up 4th and 9, Club to punt. Club snap is good. It's off. And it's a great punt by PD Club. Fair caught, not caught. Number down by the 10-yard line. There is a flag down. Now, Eric Adam had gotten down there. He's the snapper and had gotten down there. Did the right thing to get quickly down the field, but may have actually caused interference as he called for a fair catch. He didn't end up fair catching it because Eric was so close there. So we'll see what the referee is. Either way, there is a flag down as after this peek and punt. It is apparently interference on the Panthers, so that's going to bring the Lions up several yards from the 10-yard line. That takes what was a great punt and negates it a little bit. But Panther defense will still be in great position as they'll still be keeping the Lions on their side of the field. Panthers, or referees, still discussing where exactly to mark this off. They've decided now, and they're running it all the way up to the 25-yard line. So a 15-yard penalty on the Panthers. That'll bring out the Panther defense, who so far has remained fairly perfect, giving up just 1 first down, and that was on about a short run. Other than that, forcing them back for much of the game and making Lisbon rely on either their passing game or their short running game. A pitch out here, gets some yardage, gets about 7 or 8, one of the longer runs now by Lisbon on just a simple toss as number 16, Butteris, gets out and just sprints across and gets about 6 or 7, bringing up 2nd and 3 for the Lions. Ball now on the 33-yard line. So tonight, once again, a perfectly clear night. No wind. Neither team really an advantage that way. Two great quarterbacks. So far, a great game to be watching. Thanks for joining us here as the Pekin Panthers taking on the Lisbon Lions for round 2 of the playoffs. Reichardt and shotgun, looks left, being chased down by Conger. Floats it out to the outside. Ball on the left sideline. Appeared to be uncatchable, but Whitrock there, a little push on the receiver. The flag comes out, and I believe it's going to be pass interference on Whitrock as the ball went wide left, way uncatchable. But Whitrock, just a little excited there, gives a shove to the receiver, and that's going to cost the Panthers not only a first down, but the chains are going to move tremendously as this ball was aired out down to about the 42-yard line. So not only will it go down to there, but they'll bring it back and check it down to about now the 47-yard line. So the Panthers on the penalty, giving up a first down. Not the end of the world for the Panthers, but 47-yard line, that's going to move these Lions up tremendously as Reichardt goes into shotgun. He's got 3 receivers to his left, 1 receiver to the right. Club blitzing. Flag comes out from behind. Taken down, not much there. Reichardt tries to go up the middle. Taken down by number 78, Jared Bond, and number 59, Eric Adam. Flag still being discussed by the referees. If the flag is negated, There's a minimal to no gain by Reichert, who just had a draw up the middle, stopped in there by Bond and Rickert and Adam. Hard to tell. It is a cut block on Lisbon, so that's going to back Lisbon up now. So now in the second quarter, first quarter that was pretty much void of penalties, now we've seen several here early on in the second quarter, as we still have 9 minutes and 26 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Both teams can some huge penalties. That's going to move Lisbon all the way back to about the 33-yard line. So Lisbon, who was at near the 47, they're at the 33. That's going to walk them off quite a bit and force them to rely on that passing game. As Reichert comes up under center, one receiver left, one right. Toss. Oh, sniffed out very well by number 31, Tanner Adam. Tanner Adam read the toss all the way, comes off, sheds the block. And just like you tell your outside linebackers to do, turns him inside. But before he can get turned inside, Adam brings him down for a further loss, forcing now second down. Ball down to about the 28-yard line. That's going to be second and 29 for the Lions. Reichert, shotgun, three receivers right, one receiver left, looks left. Ball thrown in the slant, dropped by receiver number 11, Sackett Hopkins. Sackett Hopkins had it in his hand, went down to the turf, and popped out. So that's going to be an incomplete pass for the Lions. Bring up third and about 29. Ball on the 28-yard line. So the Panthers' defense now needs to stiffen up. But with 29 yards to go, I'm sure we'll see some type of either trickery or pass from the Lions, as they went from first and 10 down on the 47th and now third and 29 down by the 33-yard line. Shotgun for Reichert. Two receiver ball on the turf. Reichert puts it on the ground. Quarterback dropped it. It went right to his fingertips. He was looking left at his two receivers left. The ball was snapped, and I don't know if it was snapped inadvertently or not, but Rickert was in on the shotgun and almost picked it up before Reichert jumped on it, and that's going to force now fourth and about 30 for the Lions. And the punt team will come out. Christian Whitrock back to return. 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. Pekin still up 12-0 if you're joining us. Lisbon Lions, second of the playoffs, Class A. Reichert to punt. Good punt this time. He shanked the last one. This time goes right to Whitrock. Whitrock goes left. Gets about 10 yards, now 11, down to about the 49-yard line. A solid return for Whitrock, who brings up about 11 yards. And that's going to bring out Colby Alsop, the senior quarterback, as well as his offense. So far this offense, mostly rushing yardage. Stopped last time, mostly due to penalties. Had to punt it away for a rare punt. Good punt by Club. Their rushing game so far led by Copeland, who's had a big game. Club's had a couple of solid games. Adams run it once. A couple passes. One out to Whitrock last time that was dropped. So we may see him go back to the passing game again as Alsop comes up under center. In the middle, Club. Not much there. Gets about 2, maybe 3 yards. Bringing up second and about 7. So Panthers, decent gain there into the 45-yard line. Panthers going no huddle. Also showing shotgun. To his right is Club. Behind him, Copeland. Split out, Whitrock. Looks like Reed, Alsop. Alsop with a keeper. Gets a first down and then a couple more. Down to about the 35, 36-yard line. Bring up first and 10 Panthers. So Alsop, just a quick quarterback read. Fakes the pitch. Takes it himself. Gets the first down. Brings the Panthers first and 10. Ball on the 37-yard line. First and 10. Alsop talking to Club. Goes under center. Hands it to Copeland. Copeland goes over tackle. Gets about 5, maybe 6. Solid gain for Copeland. Bringing up second and about 5. So far the Panthers, very quick tempo here. All running this series. Second and 5. Ball up to about the 33-yard line, 32-yard line. Panthers taking a little bit more time on this one. They've got two receivers split right. Long and Whitrock. Long's caught one earlier. Milliken gives to Copeland on a counter. Gets some yardage. Breaks the first down and then some. About 12, 13-yard return as it was first and 10. Copeland looked like he was going to go right and just comes, or looked like he was going to go left, just comes right across from everyone. Just sheer speed by Copeland turning the corner and getting now about 13 yards on that carry. Bring up first and down, first and 10, down to about the 20-yard line. So the Panthers now in the red zone in scoring position with about 6 minutes left to go in this second quarter. Also, shotgun. He's got club behind him. Copeland comes across, fakes to Copeland, gives the club. Club's got some room on the left side. Comes up the middle, looking for the end zone. Club, touchdown, Club. 20-yard run by Petey Club. No flags, no laundry on the field. Just pure running by Petey Club. Coming up the left side, just goes straight into the end zone. Touchdown, Pekin. 18-0, less than 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Brain trots out. Looks like they're going to try that extra point attempt again. He missed one earlier, and then Pekin failed on the two-point conversion. Has also tried to toss it in, and it was intercepted. Brain to try. And it's good. Brian Brain, I believe, now 19-0, Pekin Panthers, as we kind of ease into this second quarter a little deeper. Under 6 minutes left to go in this half. Pekin 19, Lisbon 0. Run set up by Copeland. Then Club, 20 yards to the end zone by the fullback. Just a scamper, just right up the middle as he goes up the left side and just turns it straight down the line. Puts it in the end zone. Great running by the Panthers. All rushing so far on that series as the Panthers strolling and rolling in this second round playoff game. So Lisbon going to return here. Club, who just scored, will kick. Lisbon return team talking it over. No doubt looking for some yardage, trying to put them in great field position. So Panthers, if they advance here very early on to talk about this, they will play the winner of BGM and Linville Sully. No updates so far on that game. I'll do some checking and try and keep you informed as far as that would go. BGM did win previously over Linville Sully by quite a margin. So good chance that game would be played at BGM. Whoever wins this game between Lisbon and Pekin. But so far, second round of playoffs. Very exciting night on this clear, windless evening. Great kick by Club. Goes down to about the 20. Gets down about the 30. Keaton Wynn on the tackle as well as Eric Adam. Gets him just shy of the 30-yard line. That's going to set up the Lisbon Lions. First and 10 on the 29-yard line. So Lisbon trying to get something going here late in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, 19-0. Down front for the Panthers, Jaden Nicholson has checked into the game at nose guard. He's a senior. Vaughn, Long as well. All three guys down front. Three big guys for Pekin. Handoff right. Fakes the handoff. Goes left. Riker gets the first down on that one. Had me confused too. Panthers was following number 20 who went right. Great fake by Riker. And then just keeps it left up himself. He's a tremendous athlete, the quarterback here for Lisbon. He does the punting. He does the kicking. He can throw. He can run. Tremendous, tremendous young man here. Number 7 out here leading this team. So Lisbon, first and 10 now on the 40-yard line. Whistles coming out of everywhere. Looks like it's going to be timeout Pekin. So first time out of the night, Pekin, 19-0. BGM, I'm getting a report, is up 7-0 in the second. Let's take it back to the studio during this timeout.
Had one accident, don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in Southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their new facility in Hendrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us, you'll love them. 653-2140, 653-2140.
holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs with flexible capacity that stores more. Whirlpool French Door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative microwave shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by keeping the humidity at the proper levels and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today, this holiday season in fact, and Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget, whatever your home needs, Mick Furniture Appliance has them there for you. And they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, everything for your home at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
Coming back from the commercial break here, it was a handoff to Copeland. It was first and 10, down around the 50. Copeland gets a 10-yard gain and then a little bit more, bringing the ball down to about the 39-yard line. So Copeland just off tackle. Great run by Chase, setting the Panthers up first and 10 just as quickly as that happened. Also now in shotgun, three receivers left. Pump fakes to Copeland, left. Goes deep to Brody Long. Not enough air in the ball to quite catch Brody. Falls just short of Brody, bringing up stopping the clock. A minute 47 left to go in the second quarter. That's going to bring up second and 10 for the Panthers. Ball down around the 39-yard line. Panthers, no huddle still. Copeland, first down as we were at commercial. Ball now around the 39-yard line. Alsop shotgun. Reed pitches it out to Copeland. Copeland looked like he was going to bobble it. Keeps it, goes right, and gets about four or five. Alsop was being drugged down. He pitches it as he's being drugged down. Copeland bobbles it a little bit, and then but does a great job hanging on to it. And the sophomore just jets left and makes, or jets right, makes what would have been maybe a loss into about a 4 or 5 yard gain. So third and six now for the Panthers. And just before the snap, flags coming from both directions, most likely on the Panthers. Ball is somewhere on the 35-yard line. It is on the Panthers, false start. So just after Copeland's run, brought back 5 yards now. Third and 11, ball now back to the 41-yard line. Panthers still ahead, 19-6. Clock is continuing to run here in the second quarter. 1 minute, 14 seconds left to go, so just a minute left. We'll see if Coach Hutz and the offensive crew continue to try and push the ball down the field. Club goes right, gets a little bit of room, gets almost to the first down line. So a great run by Club, goes just straight up the middle. He's been very successful getting about 8-9 yards, gets about 10 that time, but it was third and 11, so that's going to bring up fourth and one. Also wasting no time going under center. Now going into about what I would call a NASCAR formation, a power eye. They give it to Copeland. Copeland gets his 1 yard and then some. Gets his first down and about two more. So Panthers first and 10 now. Time about 39 seconds here. He can use the timeout. I think we'll stay right here with you because I don't think the Panthers are going to take very long. I don't want you to miss any of this final action before halftime. You've got plenty of time to go get those snacks, drinks, use the restroom. Don't go anywhere yet because the Panthers, even though they've taken a timeout here, first and 10 on the 26-yard line. Still a lot of time. 39 seconds doesn't seem like much, but Coach Donovan still has a timeout left over there. Lisbon still several, a lot of football to be played before the buzzer rings for this first half. So the Panthers able to move the ball under the Club run. Copeland gets a first down, then Club a first down. Now also just gets enough for the first down as well. That's going to bring up first and 10. Ball is on the 26-yard line. Panthers took a timeout to stop the clock and discuss what they're going to do next. So as I said, stay tuned because the Panthers, just as I mentioned, coming right back here from the timeout. They're already on the field. They're already in formation. They're waiting to get this play rolling. Referee's signal telling everybody to strap up, get the clock set. Lisbon Lion defense comes back. Defense has been playing strong here in the second quarter. Alsop shotgun. He's got two receivers left, two receivers right. Copeland in motion. Fakes to Copeland. Goes left. Out to Milliken. Milliken may have it. He does. Touchdown, Milliken. Goes down the pass. 26 yards to Milliken to the back of the end zone. Also fakes to Copeland. Copeland comes across right. And then Alsop looks left. Milliken, a rare reception this year for Milliken. He was a big target last year by Graham Whitrock. Milliken kind of silent in the receiver core. Goes on a go down the left sideline and is thrown up. He's in a kind of a tussle with the defender. Milliken comes down in the corner pylon with the ball, making it now 25-6, Pekin Panthers. And the Panthers are going to take another timeout now, no doubt to talk about a two-point conversion possibly, as they've missed an extra point now, and it mixed a two-point conversion as well. That is Pekin's final timeout, 32 seconds left to go. So, once again, don't go anywhere. I told you not to go anywhere before. If you didn't listen to me and you missed it, I almost don't feel like recapping it for you, but I will because I'm that kind of guy. Panthers come back from the timeout, throw a pass 26 yards to Milliken, hit him on the left side of the end zone, and that gives a touchdown for the Panthers, making the score now 25-6 with 32 seconds left to go. A lot left to go for this dangerous Lisbon team. Remember, Rickard has been on fire passing the ball. His receivers have been playing well after this last series, so a lot of time to go for a guy who can pass the ball as well as Rickard can and run the ball as well as Rickard can. So, as I said, don't go anywhere, as the Panthers have now come back to try, I believe, for two. And it is. They've got the two-point conversion. The offense is out here. Brain is not on the field, who typically does the kicking duties. Tanner Adams checked into the game back into that tailback position. A shift by the Panthers. And Club. Fake to Club. Oh, also on a naked bootleg, trying to get into the two-point stretches, and it is. It's good. It's good. Also, two-point conversion, 27-6 Panthers. He faked right to Club. Everybody shifted over to the right. Nobody left for Alsop on I call it a naked bootleg, all alone by himself. Gets to the pylon, stretches just as he's getting tackled, stretches in to make the two-point conversion. So the Panthers, as I promised, don't go anywhere because 27-6, 32 seconds left to go. A lot of ball game here in this first half. But a great effort by the Pekin Panthers, led by the touchdown and Club, two-point conversion by Alsop, the stretch over the pylon, and a great first half for the Pekin Panthers. Lisbon Lion receiving team has come out on the field. They've got their three men deep, looking no doubt to try and set up a great return. Alsop getting set up to put the ball down. Also, thanks to our other sponsors in Richland, Henshaw Trailer Sales. If you're looking for a trailer needs, they can hook you up at www.henshawtrailersales.com. They've got a whole line of Kiefer, Delta, all kinds of trailers for every need. I know we've got a young man doing some construction on our house. I looked at his trailer. He lives in Fairfield. He bought his trailer right there in Richland. People come from all around to buy from Henshaw Trailer Sales. Thanks for your support, and thanks for bringing your Pekin football. As the kick is now off, down to about the 20-yard line. Oh, great little return here by Jorgensen. Jorgensen gets up to about the 33-yard line before Keaton Wynn and Petey Club both bring him down. Cole Rickard in the mix as well. So first and 10, Lions, ball on the 37-yard line, 25 seconds left. When we left you last on the series for Lisbon, Rickard just starting their quarterback, just starting to get fired up. Several complete passes, including one for their first touchdown. So interesting to see what they decide to do here on offense. Rickard's got three receivers right, one left. He's in the shotgun. Jorgensen is to his right as well. Great throw to the right. Oh, great coverage by Christian Whitrock, who gets up to bat the ball down. Whitrock gets a hand on it near the 30-yard line. A tremendous pass. Rickard has just got an arm. He throws it from the 30 down to the 30. Whitrock, though, great coverage, as the Panthers have called in quite a few defenders here. They've got Wynn back deep as well. They've taken out a linebacker and put two safeties in, and Whitrock is now playing a safety position. They've got Milliken pulled back at corner, and they're really looking to defend the pass, as they should be. Rickard, as I said, just getting fired up, second and 10, ball on the 37-yard line. Rickard shotgun, two right, two left. Draw up the middle. Rickard keeping, still has some room to run. Cade Milliken bringing him down just short of the 50-yard line. Great stop by Cade Milliken coming off the route as the corner and making the stop, but not before Rickard can get a first down. Ball on the 49-yard line. 9 seconds left to go. Timeout by Lisbon. Once again, stay here. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of time to put you in studio, to put you in commercial mode. Don't worry about that. Keep your radio dial right here because both of these teams just starting to get the fires ignited. Things just really rolling for both teams as Lisbon scores, making it 27-6. The Panthers score as well, putting in their two-point conversion. 9 seconds left to go on the clock for this first half of round two of the Class A playoffs. Try and get you some score updates. Haven't seen anything from the BGM game recently. They were up 7-0 over Lintonville, that game being played at BGM. That's an important one because the winner of this game between Lisbon and Pekin will play either BGM or Lintonville Sully. BGM so far undefeated on the season. Panthers played them tough a few weeks ago, unable to bring them down. Right now, it looks like the score I have is BGM 21, Lintonville Sully 7 in the second quarter. Timeout, come back. Rickert, got two receivers left, shotgun. Draw up the middle, looks like they're just going to try and run the clock out. Rickert still, though, got quite a bit of running room. Looked like he was just supposed to draw up the middle, but says, no, I'm going to take it further, coach, and gets about 9. Rickert just pulls it and goes left. So, second and 1 for the Lions as going out of bounds. Stop the clock for Rickert. 5 seconds left to go. 41-yard line. So far, this Rickert, very dangerous young man. As I said, I was talking with the gentleman up here in the booth, and they said, you know, he's looking at some other colleges. He is a senior. He's potentially a wrestler, likes football a lot, and you can see why. He's definitely been the difference maker for Lisbon so far. He's got 3 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Timeout, Lisbon. Once again, don't go anywhere. As I said, BGM update, 21-7. A lot going on there. A lot happening at Pekin High School last week. If you missed it earlier, we congratulated the Pekin cross-country team, Class 1A, state champions, Pekin girls cross-country team. Let's say 6 out of the last 7 years they've won. I'm probably going to be wrong. Somebody out there knows exactly. I apologize if I get it wrong, but I think the word might be potentially Dynasty, a great group under Coach Wright and Coach Idle. The boys qualifying for state as well. They've qualified several years now as well, so hats off to the cross-country team. The volleyball team made it to the second round of the playoffs there at Pekin, so a lot of great things happening at Pekin High School, including this Class A second-round playoff game against Lisbon that you're tuning into here. Pekin up 27, Lisbon 6, 5 seconds to go. Lisbon comes back from their timeout. Ball on the 41-yard line. Rickert, no doubt, looking to throw. He's ran the last 2 with easy draws. Panthers have 3 safeties, 1 corner. Linebackers are backed up as well. Rickert, 3 right, 2 left. He's going to try and go left. Going deep. Cade Milliken. Oh, almost had it intercepted. Cade, who caught a touchdown pass earlier, now on defense, jumps up, grabs the ball. The ball goes out of his hands, incomplete. But nonetheless, a great attempt. Almost an interception, but a great attempt by Rickert, who's going to trot his team off the field for halftime. Both teams going to their side. Pekin 27, Lisbon 6. An exciting half so far of this second round Class A playoffs. I'm going to send you back to the studio as we take a break for halftime. This is Tim Hadley, Pekin 27, Lisbon 6.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect...
Hey, Tim.
12 cameras, pictures, and planted your food.
Yes. I'm just going to keep running commercials for halftime, and you keep me updated and let me know when there's like a minute left, and I'll see you back in after that last commercial. Thanks, man.
All ready to go. You showered with dead downwind. You washed your clothes.
Right on. Thank you very much.
You will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand. To the lure of Mrs. Dopey, your license and tag are in your pocket. Cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else. Your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
We'll
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in Southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their new facility in Hendrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us, you'll love them. 653-2140, 653-2140.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs with flexible capacity that stores more. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by keeping the humidity at the proper levels and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today, this holiday season in fact, and Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget, whatever your home needs, Mick Furniture Appliance has them there for you. And they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, everything for your home at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
Get ready for an explosion on stage. Keith Urban, like the Fuse Tour 2013.
Don't be the
Keith Urban, Saturday, November 9th, Wells Fargo Arena. Keith Urban. With a little big town.
Right now, when you buy a new truck from Pella Motors, you can get up to $1,000 in free truck accessories. Craig here with Pella Motors. When you get your truck accessories from Pella Motors and they are installed by one of our trained technicians, they will come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. You heard me right. That's up to $1,000 free with a warranty truck accessory. Check out our huge inventory of new Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and Ram trucks at Pella Motors.
Why should you choose William Penn University for your RN to BSN degree? Our small classes meet just one day a week, which allows you to continue working as you build on your education and life experiences. When you earn your Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from William Penn, you learn the leadership and decision-making skills necessary in the healthcare profession. You can take the next step in your nursing career today. Enroll in William Penn University RN BSN degree program by calling 1-800-779-PE.
Shop Menards for great deals on everything to get your home ready for the holidays. Now during our big sale, save big on top quality doors and windows. Plus add the perfect finishing touch to your doors with Schlage lock sets all on sale. Choose from a fantastic selection, including a Georgian combo lock set in a sand nickel finish, only $44.99. Save big on Schlage lock sets all on sale. Plus many more great deals now at Menards.
Working for you makes the difference. Community first, credit union, all the services our members need. Community first, credit union, all the people of the world. Without you, we're number one, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. We're the community first.
It's 4 a.m.
Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Woods Ford arrows tipped with ridges. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand. To the lure of Mrs. Dopey, your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loader cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their new facility in Hendrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us, you'll love them. 653-2140, 653-2140.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs with flexible capacity that stores more. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative microwave shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by keeping the humidity at the proper levels and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today, this holiday season in fact, and Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget, whatever your home needs, Mick Furniture Appliance has them there for you. And they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, everything for your home at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
Get ready for an explosion on stage. Keith Urban, like the Fuse Tour 2013.
Don't be the alarm.
Keith Urban, Saturday, November 9th, Wells Fargo Arena. Keith Urban, with a little big town.
Accessories. Craig here with Pella Motors. When you get your truck accessories from Pella Motors and they are installed by one of our trained technicians, they will come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. You heard me right. That's up to $1,000 free with a warranty truck accessory. Check out our huge inventory of new Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and Ram trucks at Pella Motors.
Why should you choose William Penn University for your RN to BSN degree? Our small classes meet just one day a week, which allows you to continue working as you build on your education and life experiences. When you earn your Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from William Penn, you learn the leadership and decision-making skills necessary in the healthcare profession. You can take the next step in your nursing career today. Enroll in the William Penn University RN BSN degree program by calling 1-800-779-PENN.
Shout
Menards for great deals on everything to get your home ready for the holidays. Now during our big sale, save big on top quality doors and windows. Plus add the perfect finishing touch to your doors with Schlage lock sets all on sale. Choose from a fantastic selection, including a Georgian combo lock set in a satin nickel finish, only $44.99. Save big on Schlage lock sets all on sale. Plus many more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Working for you makes the difference. Community first, credit union, all the services our members need. Community first, credit union, the people of the universe, without you be. Remember all and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. We're community first, community first.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater body suit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Doe. Dagger in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose camera for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else. Your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best kept. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their new facility in Hendrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us, you'll love them. 653-2140, 653-2140.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, meet all your food storage needs with flexible capacity that stores more. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for long by keeping the humidity at the proper levels.
Yes.
Refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting often makes.
Okay,
I can come back. I can come back whenever you're ready.
I have one more minute commercial. Can I play that and then send it
back
to you?
Perfect. Go for it.
Awesome.
Yep. Nope. Go for it.
Thanks,
yep.
Man. It's right after Keith Urban. I will get you back in here. Thank you.
Sounds good. Yep.
All right.
And they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, everything for your home at Nick Furniture and Appliance.
Get ready for an explosion on stage. Keith Urban, like the Fuse Tour 2013.
Don't be the alarm.
Lighting the fuse, the Panthers lighting the fuse tonight, 27-6 here at halftime. Thanks for joining us back here at Lisbon. Beautiful host here, beautiful field, beautiful night for Monday Night Football, round two of Class A playoffs. A great game in the making so far. Panthers as I said, up 27-6. So far, Lisbon, no solution for the Panther rushing game. Club, several carries for touchdowns. Copeland on a touchdown. A pass to Cade Milliken for a touchdown. And Lisbon so far, mostly relying on the passing game. Rickard started to get hot. This quarterback, he can run, he can throw for Lisbon. Started to find some receivers late in the second quarter. Just not enough time in the first half to keep anything more than a one score. So Panthers looking to come back out here and continue to run. And Lisbon looking to try and stop them. A couple of scores from around the area. BGM is in halftime as well. Score 21. Lindville Sully 7, that game at BGM. Once again, the winner of this game will play Lindville Sully and BGM will play the winner of this game that you're listening to here tonight, either the Panthers or the Lisbon Lions. So stay tuned for that as well. Now, the way I understand Iowa High School rules, if Pekin wins, the Panthers will actually have home field advantage. Even though BGM is the number one ranked team in the district and has actually beat a head-to-head match with Pekin just 2 weeks ago, the rules state that if you posted two games in a row, you have to play away for the third game. So that would actually force BGM then to play on the road at Pekin Friday night. So that could be an interesting one, depending on how this game turns out here in Lisbon tonight. Some other scores you might be interested in. Albia, 20-10 over Mid Prairie. Close one there. Mediapolis 0, Bondurant Farrar 7. Class 3A, close to the Pekin area. Washington 28, Oskaloosa 0, but the big one in Class 3A, at least in my mind, Pella 0, Williamsburg 0. Two Titans matching up tonight, Williamsburg and Pella, and that game turning out to be a defensive contest as neither team appears to have scored here in halftime. So as both teams get set to come back from the field, once again, welcome back, an exciting game. You're listening to the Class A playoffs, second round for both teams. Pekin up 27, Lisbon 6. Just a few seconds remain before kickoff. Pekin received early on in the first quarter, and so now will be Lisbon's turn to receive. They've got three men back deep. Petey Club has set the ball. The officials are out in the center, just waiting to officially kick off the second half of this exciting game. So you heard a lot of our sponsors, but once again, a thanks to Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly doing a great job getting people repaired back on the road. They've done some work for us in the past. They do a great job. Quick turnaround, as little as 2 or 3 days, they can get your automobile back in. I know coming up here to Lisbon, we saw several signs that said, don't veer for deer. There have been several accidents this year. If you're in an accident with a deer or any type of collision, take it over to Steve and Holly Copeland there at Copeland Auto. They do a great job in Hedrick. They've also got a location in Sigourney, trying to branch out. So once again, thanks Copeland Auto as we start this second half of an exciting Pekin versus Lisbon game. Petey Club out to kick. Kick is up. It's off. Line drive kick. Good bouncer by Club. Comes down. Number 7 record, the quarterback. Great return for him. Comes up to about the 35-yard line. No, excuse me, it wasn't Rickard. It was Fry with the return. The junior, the running back. Sorry, number 1 and number 7 look very similar. Rickard will now trot onto the field. Number 1, Fry, gets a nice little return up to about the 35-yard line. Panther defense coming back out. So far, Panther defense only yielding one score. Able to keep the Lisbon running back. So far, most of the yards coming in the air by Rickard. Rickard comes out in shotgun, pistol formation. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Rickard gives across, or fakes to Jorgensen, trying to pass, being chased down by Club. Club's got him on the run. Bond slows him down, and Club finishes him off. Gets about 2 yards. Rickard, a lot of pressure there by number 32, Petey Club, and then he runs into Bond and just slides down to his feet. Gives him a pretty good spot. Gets about 2 on the run, but wanted much more on the pass. Looking to try and pass, rolls out right, ends up having to tuck it and go left. So once again, an athletic play by this quarterback, Rickard, to get positive yardage out of what it could have been a loss. So Rickard will come out, shotgun. Panther defense showing blitz, trying to keep that pressure on. Motion across by Stojevic. Roll out, gets left, connects with his receiver downfield, down to about the 40-yard line. Great pass by Rickard. Told you, a dangerous pass. Number 9, Happel on the reception there. Just a sophomore pulls one in there. Just comes on a kind of a drag across and able to get a pretty deep one as he gets down to the 40-yard line from about the 35. So from the 35 across to the 40. As I mentioned in the first half, if you caught us earlier, Rickard, this quarterback from Lisbon, a lot of talent in this young man. He can throw the ball quite a ways, and so far, doing it early here in the third quarter. He's got three receivers to his right. He's in shotgun. Being chased down by number 20, Colton Lamman. Oh, Eric Adam gets his hands on the ball, bats it down. The linebacker having a great game against Lone Tree. Pekin winning 43-0 on that one. For first round, Eric Adam, a couple bat downs in that game as well. Close to an interception for Eric, as that forces second and 10 now on the 40-yard line for the Lisbon Lions. Lions huddling. Panthers showing a 3-5. Three men down deep. Conger, nose guard. Long and Bond into the tackles. All three seniors. Looking across to Rickard. Rickard in a shotgun. He's got three receivers right, one receiver left. Comes across, tries to catch his intended receiver, number 9, Happel again, who caught one earlier just over the top. So that's going to force third and 10 on the 40 for the Lisbon Lions. So the Panthers now, two incomplete passes, both kind of unintended. First one knocked down by Eric Adam. The second one intended to be a little bit closer than it was over the hands of Happel. So third and 10 for the Lions. You got to think they're going to be passing here again. It's been effective so far. Come out in the shotgun. He's got two running backs, one on his right, one on his left. He's got two receivers split left, a receiver split right. Rickard, shotgun, fakes to Jorgensen. He's going to keep it on a read, being chased down, drugged down by number 63, Cole Rickard, right at the line of scrimmage. Rickard, an excellent read, being flanked by Brody Long, dragging down Rickard for no gain, forcing fourth and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. So a great third down stop by these Pekin Panther defense here early in the third quarter. So the Panther defense, the story of the night, story of the season, really, these guys. A lot of talent in the front men, as well as the supporting linebacker crew. A lot to be excited about for Coach Donovan and his defense. Lisbon is going to go for it here. They appear to be in that formation. Rickard is also their punter, so he may do a quick punt here, but he doesn't. He keeps it shotgun, being chased by Colton Lamman. Colton Lamman comes in the backside, blind side, just takes him out, comes in from that right side. Rickard was looking left and lost for about 7 or 8. Rickard goes down near the 50-yard line, and Colton Lamman with a tremendous solo sack coming off the outside seam just gets a blitz. He did this earlier, except on the right side. He had flipped now to the left. Colton Lamman, great big fourth play by the junior, making a tremendous sack, setting up first and 10 for the Panthers on the 48-yard line. Also comes up under center. Power eye. Just pushing up through there. Chase Copeland trying to get some yardage. Copeland's had a successful night so far. Several touches for big carries. Touchdown under his belt. Panthers showing one formation, shifting into another. Hurry up offense. Very quick to set up one. Show one and move to the other. Also up under center. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland finds some room. Great block by Petey Klob on the left-hand side to open up Copeland. Pancakes Rickard on the left side to open up Copeland, who gets about 6, 7, 8 yards. Great block by the senior fullback, giving the sophomore some running room. That's going to bring up third and 2 for the Panthers. Ball now has been stretched over into the 46-yard line. So Panthers, big third down here. First third down attempt, first series in this third quarter. Trying to keep the ball rolling, keep Lisbon out of the end zone and keeping the ball, keep the chains moving. Also shotgun, hands to Copeland. Copeland gets his 2, maybe 3, now 4. Gets enough for a first down and maybe 2 more. Barrels his way up to about the 41-yard line. So a great, just solid run, once again, by the sophomore Chase Copeland. I'll tell you, like I said, this kid, Chase, you saw it in the Montezuma game. Pekin was behind Montezuma by a touchdown, and they needed one late in the fourth quarter to get it. And Chase Copeland breaks out and scores and just runs it. I mean, just down the field, 56 yards. I mean, just takes it, and you could see after that moment, he hasn't run the ball the same, and I mean that in a positive way. He's just really run downhill, just a power runner now, as Alsop fakes the club, keeps it himself. Now Alsop turns into the power runner as he goes all the way down to the 12-yard line. Colby Alsop fakes the club. Club on the tackled. He keeps it on the quarterback keeper and just turns the gas on all the way. You could see he wasn't going to flip it out to Copeland, even though he showed it. He was intended to keep that ball, and he did. You could see it in his eyes, even from Colby that one bad, and all the way down to they spot it at 13-yard line. So a tremendous run, 45-40 into scoring territory on the 13-yard line. So now Panthers, first and 10, ball on the 13, also up under center, long, comes in motion, comes back to his spot, gives it to Copeland. Copeland's got a little bit of room, gets three, maybe four, before he's brought down. So Chase, another solid run, positive yardage for the Panthers, bringing it somewhere around five. Bringing up second and five at about the 6-yard line. So Panthers need a little bit to move the chains, and they can be first and goal, or they can just go ahead and put it in the end zone. So Panthers, a lot of options here as Alsop comes up in shotgun. Club behind him. Now they shift. Alsop goes under center, brings Copeland back. Give the club. Club's been successful as well running. Gets two, maybe three. Not as much there, not as much as he had had. Still positive yardage as it brings up third and about three for the Panthers. Ball down now to about the 6-yard line. Panthers need three to get a first down. They need five to get a touchdown. So Panthers in great position, but it is third down. So Panthers will need to convert with either a touchdown or a first down. Play clock running down, rare on the Panthers. Deciding a lot, getting down to about 5 seconds before they have to snap the ball. Panthers may take a timeout here, I'm not sure. No, play clock goes down. As I said, rare. Oh, it is a timeout peeking. Timeout peeking as Panthers decide they're going to try and talk about this third down. Third and about three, ball on the 5-yard line. Don't go anywhere. We can send it to the studio. We just came back from halftime. You should be good and refreshed, but let's talk about this peeking offense. So far able to rush, continue to move the ball on the ground. We've had also run for a first down. Copeland's run for a first down, as well as Club. All three of these guys, major players in this offensive scheme. We haven't seen any passing yet this quarter. We did see it last quarter. We've seen on the other side of the ball, Rickert be very successful with the passing game here in the third quarter before finally kind of stalling out and turning it over. But Panthers, third and about three, and ball on the five. So a critical third down. They either need to convert to the chains or put it in the end zone. Current score, Pekin 27, Lisbon 6. About 6 minutes left to go in this ball in this third quarter. They're going to give it to Copeland. Copeland jumps over the line. Not much there. Gets maybe two, but that's going to force fourth down. So now Pegan's got to decide how they want to play this fourth down. As it is fourth and two, ball is down into about the 4-yard line. The same situation they were just in. Now it's do or die. They've either got to convert the 2 yards and get the first down, or they've got to get the touchdown. So quarterback Colby also wasting no time coming to the line. Starts out in shotgun, then goes up under center. Hands it to Copeland, goes left. Copeland slips onto the turf. Copeland just loses his feet from underneath him. The sophomore who's been running so well just slips and goes down right about the line of scrimmage, which made it fourth down. That's going to bring up a Lisbon first down, down to about the 40-yard line. So Lisbon credit this defense with the stop. Panthers had been running all over them on this early series, and then Lisbon solid goal line stand as Lisbon now first and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. Quarterback Rickert will try and come out and move his team down the field. The Panther defense, it'll be up to them to try and get a stop again. So the Panthers defense set up, Rickert shotgun. He's got two right, two left, looking to pass all the way, rolling to his right. Misses his intended receiver, Whitrock in the neighborhood, as well as Adam, both there to defend. However, the ball goes way out into this Pekin sideline. The Pekin sideline is packed all the way from end zone to end zone with people literally standing on the end zone. Standing on the sideline. If you don't stand on the sideline, there's actually a hill that drops off, and you end up, I don't know where, even if ravine. So Panther fans stacked all the way across as well with bleachers. Great turnout by both teams for this second round of Class A playoffs. So, Rickard, shotgun, draw up the middle, split the tackle, finally taken down before the first down, I believe, taken down by Cade Milliken, as well as Petey Club. Third and one is where they spot it. I was looking to see the spot. They do give them third and one. So, Pekin, who just had a critical third down, now the Lions with a critical third down. They've been fairly successful on these short third down conversions. They do have some power. Rickard able to run it himself. Jorgensen is also a very powerful running back for the Lions. They're showing three receivers left. Rickard tries to take it up left, goes right, ends up getting the first down and about 10 more. So a great run by Rickard, who just, as I said before, just an athletic young man. I really hate to sell the athleticism of him, but really single-handedly able to take this game into his hands and keep the chains moving for the Lions. So Lisbon, under the feet of Rickard, get the first down, and come around the 25-yard line. First and 10. Panthers setting up, trying to stop this drive. Club blitzes, getting deep on Rickard on a screen. Screen, not much there. Gets maybe 3-4 before he goes out of bounds. Taken out by number 77, Jaden Nicholson, as well as number 20, Colton Lamon, who had made an amazing sack earlier. Hey, I want a quick shout-out to Trenton Conger. Just got a message from his Aunt Sarah, Hunter, and Allison, as well as his Uncle Lee. Trenton Conger, a Pekin player, it's his birthday today. And what better birthday present than Pekin being up 27-6. So Trenton, congratulations on a great birthday. Continued success tonight. Panthers continuing to roll here. And on that play, as we were talking about Trenton's birthday and his birthday wish from his aunt, uncle, and his cousins, and all the Conger family who've been through a lot recently, our prayers and thoughts with Tabitha the Conger as well, who was in an accident, continued recovery for her. But as we were talking, they ran up to the middle and stopped by about 3rd and 5 for the Lions. So the Lions, again, in a critical third down. They've been able to convert so far under Rickard's running. Panthers, Rickard tries to run again. This time, Panthers stop him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe one or two brought down by Jared Bonds and J.D. Hollingsworth. So those two guys stop Rickard just shy of the first down. That's going to bring up 4th and 1 for the Lions. Ball on the 36-yard line. So they're on the opposite 36. They need several 64 yards to go to the touchdown. So we'll see if they try and go for it here. It is the third quarter. It is 27-6. There's less than 3 minutes to go. They are discussing it, so it appears they will go for it. As I said, they've been very successful in short yardage situations. And Rickard comes up under center. The Panthers pinch their lineman down deep. They hand off to Stojavic. Stojavic gets about 10 on, just finds a seam on the right side where they had pinched down, and not only does he get the first down, but he gets about 7 or 8 more. So first and 10, these Lions keeping this drive along. It's been a very long drive for the Lions, but nonetheless a successful one, as the Panthers had marched the ball all the way down to the 4-yard line. The Lions have now carried it through most of the third quarter down to about the 43 and continue to march. Rickard under center, hands it off to Stojavic again. And now taken down somewhere behind the line of scrimmage. They mark it about 2-yard loss, about a yard loss. So that's going to bring up 2nd, about 11. Ball on the 42-yard line. Pekin in good shape here. They haven't crossed the 50-yard line, so Panthers keeping them on the Lions' side. But, however, they failed to stop several 3rd and 4th down conversions in this drive. So the Panther defense starting to show a little bit of wear here as the Lions continue to try and roll down the field. Rolling out to his right is Rickard. Rickard connects with Happel, but Happel is on his knees and they rule it incomplete pass. That would have been about a 9-yard reception for Happel. He caught Happel earlier for a first down this quarter. However, ruled incomplete. That's going to bring up third and about 11 for the Lions as they need several to move the chains down here on the 42-yard line. So Lisbon sets up shotgun, three receivers right, one receiver left. Rickard to pass, being chased down by number 31. Oh, Tanner Adam. It goes right into the hands of Cole Rickard. Tanner Adam was chasing Rickard. Rickard being pushed by Adam, dumps the ball off, and it goes right into the hands of Cole Rickard. Cole is intercepted successfully several passes this year from that linebacker position. However, this one hits him right in the numbers, and he just looks right down at it, and you can see Cole very frustrated with himself. However, this batted ball does force 4th and 10. So that brings out Rickard to punt, at least in punt formation. And Whitrock is not deep. The Panthers, I'm going to let this one roll as Alsop is back there at safety position, but going to let it go down to about the 19-yard line. So the Panthers not wanting to risk a fake. If you'll remember, against BGM, they had BGM 4th and about 13. Klein, who is their punter and also one of their top running backs, or is their top running back, one of the top in the nation, pulled the punt and ran left on the Panthers and were able to get a first down. The Panthers this time not chancing it against Lisbon in this playoff game. Going to let it roll down to the 19-yard line. And so that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers as Colby also sets up and tries to get his team back down to where he was before. If you remember earlier drive, he got down to the 4-yard line and the Lions able to shut him out of the end zone and turn him away. So Alsop is in shotgun. Fake gives it to Whitrock. Whitrock on an end around. Whitrock getting good yardage as he gets about a solid 10 to move the chains. So Christian running hard as he comes across, hit hard as well. But Whitrock coming off the side, he took that shot right into the ribs there. We'll hope he's okay. I think just knocked maybe the wind out of him. But they're going to call it a first down, I believe, or measure. They are going to measure, as it would look like to me. He clearly went across the first down line. But they're going to measure it, so that's going to bring up either second and one or a first and 10. Either way, he's somewhere down around the 30-yard line. So after the Whitrock end around, gets about, looks like they're going to call it 9.5. So that's going to bring up second and about 6 inches for the Panthers. A lot of field to go here, about 70 yards to work with before they can get down to the end zone. Ball on the 30-yard line. 1 minute, 21 seconds left to go. Big thanks to our continued sponsors who are making our broadcast possible, Pioneer Hybrids as well. Great sponsor all year round of Pekin football. Pekin having a great season, 7-2 on the season. Only losses came to BGM and Sigourney early on, both close games. Panthers, other than that, finished second in their district. This time, buying to stay alive in the playoffs so far, doing a great job, 27-6 with a minute 17 to go here in the third quarter. Colby Alsop comes up under center, waiting for the official to give the official word to start. Not sure what we're waiting on. Oh, clock continued to roll, so we must not have been waiting. We were just waiting for the clock to go. And we get the first down, I appear. Alsop sneaks for that 6 inches, gets it, and a little bit more, maybe a yard, maybe two. So Alsop was waiting on timing, apparently, from the coaches. I thought we were waiting on the referees. But as he's waiting for the clock to roll down, Pekin in clock management mode, not trying to give anything back to the Lisbon Lions as it's 27-6. So Panthers just content to kind of crank out the clock. And even though they're not huddled, they are taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage, all of them checking their plays, checking closely. They have gone up-tempo almost all game up until this point and now settling down, trying to get into the fourth quarter and continue to pick away at getting to the next round of the playoffs. Great handoff to Club. Club breaks a tackle, gets a first down, and still goes. A great run by Petey Club. Petey Club, who started at the 30-yard line, ends up at the opposite 47. An amazing run by Club, a 22-yard run by Petey Club, who looked like he was tackled at the line of scrimmage. Then he was caught up and tripped up again, almost catching his feet again near the 40-yard line, and then takes it across the 50 down to about the 47-yard line. So a great run by the fullback Petey Club as the clock shows about 20 seconds left to go. Just a short distance between the play clock and the final clock. Both of them saying, one saying 13, one saying 12, both of them counting down. It's rare to be at a school Class A with this size and have such a nice play clock, but Lisbon does. They have a huge play clock on both ends that makes it very obvious for both quarterbacks. So the Panthers let time expire. Apparently they matched close enough that the officials didn't flag it. And that brings us into the fourth quarter. So the Panthers and both teams scoreless in that quarter. A lot of time taken from a Lisbon drive that didn't pan out for Lisbon. Several close conversions, but the Panther defense holding as well as the Lisbon defense. So both teams coming in the fourth quarter, a lot to work with as we send it back to the studio and we come into the fourth quarter.
New truck from Pella Motors. You can get up to $1,000 in free truck accessories. Craig here with Pella Motors. When you get your truck accessories from
Pella Motors, come back in after one of our trained technicians. They will come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile
warranty. You heard me right. That's up to $1,000 free with a warranty truck accessory. Check out our huge inventory of new Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and Ram trucks at Pella Motors.
Why should you choose William Penn University for your RN to BSN degree? Our small classes meet just one day a week, which allows you to continue working as you build on your education and life experiences. When you earn your Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from William Penn, you learn the leadership and decision-making skills necessary in the healthcare profession. You can take the next step in your nursing career today. Enroll in the William Penn University RN BSN degree program by calling 1-800-779-PE.
After we get back from my alma mater, William Penn, the Statesman, having a great year as well in football. Petey Club carried for about a 2-yard gain up the side. Panthers once again taking their time now to finish out this game. We just started the fourth quarter, and Club ran it up for about 3 yards. They're going to give it to Club again, who this time gets about 10, 12 yards as he gets a first down and then some. So a great run by Petey Club up the left-hand side. Once again, appeared to be stopping. The big old legs of Petey Club just keep churning to keeping those yards rolling for the Panthers as Petey Club takes him down now into about the 32-yard line. So with the Panthers first and 10, ball in the 32. Great field position for the Panthers as they open up this fourth quarter with a drive. Colby Alsip, shotgun. He's got Tanner Adams to his right, Petey Club behind him, two receivers left, one receiver right. He hit Cade Milliken in a similar formation like this on a pass for a touchdown earlier. However, this time they give it to Copeland, who comes across from the slot side left, and no gain to maybe a yard loss for Chase as he tries to take it from left to right and just couldn't get turned up to get any field as Lisbon had that one stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So that brings up second and 10 for the Panthers. Ball still down to the 32-yard line. Once again, great field position, in scoring position. Also comes up under center. Taking his time. No reason to rush. Also hands off to Club. Club gets a little bit of room. Gets about maybe 5-6 yards. Bringing up third down and somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 yards. So Panthers need 5 to move the chains, keep this drive alive. A lot of time left, no running clock, just 27-6. It's not until you get a spread of 35 that you start to continuously run the clock, but the Panthers so far keeping the ball on the ground and keeping the clock running, taking their time getting up there. Once again, like I said, there is a play clock here that is probably 7-8 feet tall, and you can see easily where the number's at. So quarterback Colby also milking that clock for everything it's worth as he is slowly hands off here now to Tanner Adam, who gets about 2-3 yards. But Adam, not enough for the first down. That's going to bring up fourth and 2. So the Panthers, a little bit of decision to make here. They will probably go for it. They are on the 29-yard line, so not in a position where they could kick a field goal, but not long enough that they could punt. So a lot of yelling from the Panthers sidelines for this fourth down and 2. Ball on the 29-yard line. Also up under center. He is going to pass. He rolls out. He's got a man. Number appears to be. Oh, it's intercepted. It's intercepted. It appeared to be to number 11, Jeff Ray. No, Tanner Adams. Excuse me, number 31, Tanner Adams. Appeared to try to pass it to him. And no, it was number 17. I can't get this one right. Brady Donovan attempted to get the ball. The ball wrestled away from Brady near the end zone as the ball is intercepted down to about the 3-yard line. My neck is craned out of the press box, as it's hard to see down there. But ball, I believe, on the 3-yard line. First and 10 for the Lions. The first turnover for the Panthers tonight. As good as a punt, I guess, as they're out on the 3-yard line. But the Lions do have the ball again. This time they hand out to Jorgensen. Jorgensen, not much, as he gets maybe 3-4. No, excuse me, Rickert, the quarterback, takes it himself. Comes up about 3, still 2nd and 7. Still 8 minutes to go. A lot of time left. Defense back out on the field after a long drive. And then now the turnover by the Panthers. Lisbon wasting no time. They're in opposite of Panthers. They're in hurry-up mode. They've got two receivers left, two receivers right. Looking right to pass. Rickert misses his intended receiver, number 11, Sackett Hopkins. He's hit him once before tonight. However, this time overthrown. So bring it up 3rd and 7, just like that. Went from 1st and 10 to 3rd and 7. So the Panther defense, big 3rd down, as they need to stop Lisbon here to kill this drive before it begins here late in the 4th quarter. About 8 minutes this ball game. Pekin still up 27-6. If you're just joining us, so far it's been the Pekin rushing game primarily. Lisbon has been passing to try and stay in as well. Rickert, several key completions, not enough to keep going. Being chased now by Lamon, who's in a shotgun. Flag comes out. Rickert's pass to number 20, Jorgensen, as Eric Adam tries to tackle Jorgensen before the ball comes in. And they are, I believe, going to call pass interference. No official word yet, but Eric Adam right there tackles him to the ground. You can't do that, Eric, if he doesn't have the ball yet. So Eric knows that he's going to be right back up. Eric knocked one down earlier, almost intercepted one. Eric's, like I said, had a breakout game against Lone Tree. Several key knockdowns as well as several big tackles. He just seemed to be all over the place. And for a senior, this is the right time to peak. I got a shout-out from a good friend of mine, Adam Woodruff, and his wife, Susan. They're listening in Waukee. They're an uncle to Trenton Conger, who's having a birthday today. He's also playing down there. Adam was one of those seniors who peaked the year we won a state championship. So let's hope Eric Adam and Adam Woodruff both have similar experiences. As Rickert goes back to pass, intercepted by Keaton Wynn. Keaton Wynn still going with it. He caught it near the 40. He brings it down to the 20. Look at that. Just saying Adam Woodruff's name brings good luck. Yo, Keaton Wynn. And channels it all the way down to about the 20-yard line. A great interception by the sophomore, who picked one off in a BGM game as well. So the sophomore, a great season for Keaton Wynn, comes up, just leaps up, grabs Rickert's pass out of the air near the 40, takes it all the way down to, I believe, the 17-yard line. So great position for Colby Alsop, who's in the shotgun. Alsop gives left to Clough. The first down, maybe a couple more. Gets down inside the 5. Great run by Petey Clough. Guy has just been running well all night long. Chase open running as well, but Petey Clough, really the story, the solid ball carrier for him tonight. Time after time has gotten them the yardage they needed, and now he's got them 1st and goal down into about the 5-yard line. Also, Hank gives it to Copeland. Copeland, not much there. Well stopped play by Lisbon. Great defense. They had a defensive goal line stand in the 3rd quarter earlier. Held them when they were on the 4-yard line. So the Panthers hoping to kind of not replicate that and to actually put it in. Brings up 2nd and goal on the 4-yard line as Alsop goes to the sideline to get the call from Coach Hutz. They had been calling him in. Alsop gets the call, comes out, taking his time. Still 10 seconds left to go on the play clock. Alsop under center. Hands it to Copeland. Copeland gets a little bit of room. This time, not quite enough. Gets about 2, but not enough to put it in. Brings about 3rd and 1. So ball on the 1, 3rd and goal. Another critical third down for the Panthers. Also jogging over to the sideline again, making sure he gets this play right from Coach Hutz. Like I said, all game long they've been sending him in just with hand signals. That Pekin has gone to this the last 3 years with Coach Donovan, kind of pioneered this for the Panthers. But this time, also puts the ball on the ground. And it is fumbled. Tried to hand it to Club. Ball goes on the ground. Another turnover by the Panthers in a costly red zone. You do this when you're up 27-6, but next week, if it is BGM, not going to be able to make any costly mistakes like this. So the Panthers will have to continue to focus on this. However, Lisbon now, first and 10 on the 2, another chance to jumpstart their drive and continue to stay alive here in the playoffs and make it to the quarterfinals. So the Panther defense comes back out. Rickert under center. Hands off. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Great defensive play. Pushed him back to almost a safety. Panthers signaling a safety. I think forward progress is going to negate that. However, it is going to make it second and about 12. Ball on the 1 yard line for the Lions. So the Panthers, not far from a safety position, get a chance here. Try and get some more points on the board or try and keep these dangerous Lions from trying to get out of the end zone. Rickert standing on the goal line as he's right under center. Looks left. Does go left. Does have a man. He's got Hopkins. And then down to the 25, now to the 30. Throws it right over the head of Cade Milliken. Cade tries to jump, mistimes it, and it just lands in the hands of Sockett Hopkins, who gets a reception for not only a first down, but brings him out of territory, out of troubled territory, down to about the 32-yard line. So an athletic play by Hopkins to make the reception, as well as Rickert with a great pass on the back of the end zone from his heels as he gets him out, now in shotgun position. Lisbon wasting no time. Got to hurry up here. He's got two receivers right, two receivers left. He's being chased out here by several Panthers. Kay Milliken gets him out down to the 43-yard line. So that's going to actually be enough for a first down. A great scan by Rickert. It didn't look like he was getting much, but the Panthers worried about that deep pass, unable to come up until that first down. So first down, Lions. Starting to get a couple plays put together here. We talked about earlier about how this team came back two touchdowns last Wednesday. Montezuma. Rickert back to pass. Does find Hopkins. Sackett Hopkins with the reception. His second on just this drive. A deep pass again. So standing on the 50, throws it all the way down to the 30. As I said, Rickert, a very dangerous quarterback, getting these Panther defense on their heels a little bit. Panthers going to have to start to clamp down on the secondary as they come to the line under center. Rickert, he has two receivers left, two receivers right. Looking to pass, he's in a lot of trouble here. Sacked by number 78, Jared Bond, as well as number 20, Colton Lehman, who came up with a big sack to end the second quarter. Both of those guys in there on the sack, bringing a loss of one, making second and 11. Ball still down around the but they are in scoring position. They cross over the 50 with that deep pass to Sackett Hopkins. Rickert has got his team in scoring position. Panthers trying to snub this one out. Rickert in shotgun. He's got two receivers left. He gets a little screen here. Number 31, Tanner Adam comes up, defends the screen very well. Looked like he got a lot of yardage in from behind. He was about 7 or 8 yards deep when he bellied out, so he only gets about two. It's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Lions. Ball now on the 32-yard line. So the Panthers in great position here to try and stop this drive that so far has been very effective. 3rd and 8. Time is running down. Less than 4 minutes to go in this ballgame before the quarterfinals. Rickert right to Keaton Wynn again. Hits Keaton Wynn right in the hands. Keaton Wynn with the interception on the 5-yard line. It just went straight to Keaton. Similar play we saw before on the interception. when Keaton intercepted one before. So Rickard throws it, intercepted, trying to keep this drive alive, doing everything he can, throws it right into the hands of Keaton Wynn. Now under 4 minutes to go in this entire ball game. Panthers coming out on offense, once again taking their time. Clock has stopped with the change of possession. They are on officially the line. First and 10. Colby Alsip trying to engineer a drive to keep the clock running. Comes up under center. Hands to Copeland. Copeland looking left. Copeland's legs really moving here. He's finding some room. Getting 10, now 15, now 20. So Copeland comes from about the 8-yard line all the way up to the 28. There is a flag on the play. There's a flag on the far sideline over there by where all the Pekin fans are standing. And hard to tell, probably holding on the Panthers from the position of the flag. It did come from the back. There's no official call yet. It is holding on the Panthers. So unfortunately, that tremendous run by the sophomore Chase Copeland is going to bring the Panthers back. Now, the Panthers don't need to be backed up here because they're already on the 8-yard line, so they're already pushed back to their own end zone. This is going to bring them half the distance of the goal. No, excuse me, from the spot. So I would guess they're going to end up somewhere into that. So really, after the spot from the foul, it is going to be about to the original position. So the Panthers not really losing much, but not gaining that 20-yard run either. They did take some time off the clock. We are down to about 3 minutes and 37 seconds left to go. First and 10, ball on the 8-line. Reset. Also, hands off to Copeland. Copeland dives forward for about 2, maybe 3. Nice hard running by Chase. Gets set up. Oh, no, excuse me. Gets about 5 or 6 on that one. So a great scamper. The way he dove, they gave him quite a bit of forward motion. So great job by Chase Copeland keeping the ball moving. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Lisbon has all their timeouts, has not used one yet in this half. Score still 27-6. No one has scored since halftime. Both teams have been very, very close, knocking on the door. Both teams holding. Panthers turning it over last time. Gives it to Petey Club. Excuse me, Petey Club, or Chase Copeland with the carry. Up to the first down, keeps the chains moving. Down to the 23. First and 10, Panthers. Great run by Copeland. So Copeland now with two great runs. One to set up about 7 yards, and then one to get the first down. Panthers come to the line of scrimmage. Also under center. Time ticking away. Taking his time. 7 seconds left to go to snap the ball. He's got Copeland up the left side. Just a power play. Copeland gets about 3. So a great run forward, positive yards for the Panthers. 2 minutes, 25 seconds separate them from the quarterfinals and possibly playing BGM. Once again, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, that game would be at Pekin. Ball on the 27, 2nd and 6 for the Panthers. Trying to update some scores here for you to see if we can get any closer to knowing officially what's going to happen this Friday. Also comes up under center, hands it off to Copeland again. Copeland, not much there. Gets down to about the line of scrimmage. That's going to make it 3rd down, and now about 5. Gets 1. Right now, BGM 35-7 says Pekin versus BGM game. Friday on 6.9 FM, so you can, it's right here again on Friday. BGM 35, Little Sully 7. BGM starting to pull away on that one in the fourth quarter. Panthers give it to Copeland. Copeland getting some room now. Copeland getting a second effort. Everybody just thought this game was just going to coast away. And all of a sudden, Copeland, they give it, and he it on about the 30, ends up near the 44, and so Copeland gets quite a bit of about 20 yards across the 50-yard line. Great run by Chase Copeland to continue to keep the clock running and to continue to keep the Panthers that much closer to the next round of the Class A playoffs. 1 minute left to go in this ball game. Hats off to a great Lisbon team. They've been fighting the whole time. Quarterback Rickard, no matter what he decides to do next year, whether it's Co or more, I'm sure a fantastic season ahead of him for whatever he does next in wrestling. But for the Panthers, great job tonight as Petey Club lunges forward for another 8 game. 40 to go. 3. Panthers huddled up. Like I said, rare huddle for the Panthers. They went no huddle for all the way down in the third quarter, even in the fourth quarter. Now starting to slow things down. Panthers looking like they're going to take a knee to run this one out. And they do. So Colby also puts knee down. And as clock time ticks away, the Panthers will be victorious. 27-6, Deacon Panthers. So officially, it'll be BGN. This clock, join me on 106.9 FM. Where you're listening at, join us again at this exact same channel. We're going to do it all over again at Tombstone Field. We saw a similar game to this 2 weeks ago, a close game. So the Panthers, a couple things to iron out. But other than that, a tremendous berth into the playoffs. Great game here at Lisbon. Great host. Beautiful night for football. A couple updates. Christian Whitrock, who went out earlier on the sideline, did not return. That's why we saw the pass to Brady Donovan. I've not seen him come back on the field. So hopefully Christian, okay. I do see a pair of crutches over there on the sideline, too, and I can't tell which player that is for Pekin. So hopefully Pekin will heal up. They're going to need every single man for this game next week as the Panthers take on BGM at Tombstone Field. So as they begin to settle down for the medal ceremony, this exciting Lisbon season comes to an end. The Panthers continue to roll into the next round. We're going to send you back to the studio and catch you Friday night. This is Tim Hadley signing off. God bless.
We're going to high bank. We're going to go for here. That way they can make a long position game. 26-16 is our score here. 26-16. Okay. It's 2 points. We'll go through to 8, as Christian said, so that they can try to hold their hopes to get the ball back, score, and get another 2 point possession or 2 point conversion. That's it. So we'll see. I mean, certainly the way they're showing in here, passing play, the running plays, you certainly haven't seen the works. You certainly think they try to go throw, maybe some of the tall receivers on the far side.
Going for two here. Miller rolls back. Here comes the pressure. Throws in the flat at the 4 yard line.
And the extra point is no good. It still stays a two-possession ball game. But don't forget, boys, this team can kick from anywhere on the field. So it's a 10-point ball game. And with 2:40 to go, we've seen all kinds of craziness all year long. Let's real quickly run back to the Monday night studio. Jay Mill with all the drama that's going on this Monday night.
Another final on 106.9. Pekin wins tonight against Lisbon 27-6. We want to tell our Pekin Panther fans out there that we will have that game on 106.9 FM on Friday night. Tune in around 6:45 to Pekin, most likely taking on BGM of Brooklyn. Pekin 27, Lisbon 6. That game Friday night right here on 106.9 FM on our sister stations. Currently simulcast the final of this one.
All right, 2:40 to go here. Now you know.